Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm. I don't know how to say this. I'm looking at my bank statement and I see a charge on here with you guys for $56.95. Who are you and what is it that I supposedly bought with you guys?
Okay, so we're a third-party call center and we provide customer support for several different online companies. Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
Yeah, 29488.
Can I have your name, please?
Robert Chisholm.
Can I hold for just a moment? Can I have you verify your address for me, please?
129 Underhill Road, Walterboro, South Carolina.
Okay, hold for just a moment. So by looking at your account, it looks like you had got our Z Hunter dash cam. You paid the shipping, which is $7.95, and you was enrolled into our monthly Gadgets Club, which we give customers a $125 gift card that you can use online at online.
Wait a minute.
Store.
Whoa. Back up a second here. I purchased what?
A Hunter's dash cam.
A Hunter dash cam. Hold on a second. I got nothing to the sort, ma'am.
So you never ordered this product? That's what you're stating?
I never ordered this product, but what I'm wondering is why I was charged $56.95 on 6/14.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is get your account canceled and get you transferred over to our fraud department so they can help you. Hold for just a moment. And I do want you to know that we do take credit card fraud very seriously and we will prosecute anybody who could have placed this order without your knowledge. So I do want you to confirm that you never made any of these charges. Is that correct?
Well, let me ask you this, ma'am. When was this purchase supposedly made?
This was made on the 9th.
Of this month?
That's correct.
No, ma'am, I never made no purchase. I haven't bought anything this month.
Okay, so I'm going to get you over to our fraud department so they can help you. Hold for just a moment. Okay, thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a great day. I'm about to get you transferred over to my fraud department so they can help you.
Thank you.